Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. A fourth power line has been repaired at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf reports it's good news for safety and stability at the plant, but it doesn't mean it will restart power production for energy needs.
Nuclear experts around the world have been watching the plant in Zaporizhzhia after all seven of its power lines were damaged last week, leaving it one step closer to nuclear disaster. But days ago, three backup lines were repaired, bringing power into the plant, a crucial part of keeping the reactors cool. This fourth line means power can now flow from the plant, but that's not expected to happen anytime soon. All of the plant's reactors have been taken offline in an effort to lessen the risks as active shelling continues nearby. In a recent interview with NPR, the head of Ukraine's Atomic Energy Agency said he will not restart any of the reactors until Russians leave the plant. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Kharkiv, Ukraine.
In Puerto Rico, shelters have been opened on the island's power company is warning residents to be prepared for significant service disruptions from Tropical Storm Fiona. Hurricane warnings are up for the U.S. territory. NPR's Greg Allen reports Fiona, which has maximum sustained winds of 60 miles an hour, is expected to strengthen to a hurricane tonight before it reaches the island's southern coast tomorrow.
The National Hurricane Center says Fiona may have winds over 70 miles per hour as it moves over Puerto Rico. It will also bring heavy rain, 12 to 16 inches, as much as 20 inches in some areas. The rainfall is likely to produce what the Hurricane Center is calling life-threatening flash flooding, along with mudslides. The island's power company says it's mobilized more than 1,300 workers to respond to anticipated outages. Fiona is expected to move northwest over Puerto Rico and then over parts of the Dominican Republic. Meteorologists say the storm will likely strengthen after that, but will turn north on a path that keeps it well away from the U.S. Atlantic coast. Greg Allen, NPR News.
The nearly 50 migrants, mostly from Venezuela, who were brought to Martha's Vineyard this week, are now at a military base on Cape Cod. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he arranged for them to be flown from Texas to the resort island. Simone Rios from member station WVUR talked to some of the migrants.
Several of them told me they were approached by a woman who promised to get them to a sanctuary area where they'd be taken care of. It's unclear who this person was and who she worked for, but she coordinated the flight to Massachusetts. So they knew they were coming here, but they didn't know they were going to this wealthy, secluded island until they were on the plane.
Simone Rios reporting. DeSantis says they went to Massachusetts voluntarily, and he's vowing to continue charting buses and possibly more planes to take migrants from his state to other ones. President Biden slammed the idea, saying DeSantis is playing politics with human beings. This is NPR. Some Catholic nuns say a natural gas pipeline running through their Pennsylvania property tramples on their religious beliefs and commitment to fighting climate change. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Susan Phillips reports that the group now awaits a ruling from a federal appeals court.
The Sisters of the Adorers of the Blood of Christ say Transco Williams Atlantic Sunrise Pipeline, which carries natural gas beneath their farm, violates their core beliefs. Speaking outside the courthouse, Sister Janet McCann said their Catholic faith includes working to fight climate change.
It's like a daily sadness, I would say, for me to know that that's going on right on our property.
The pipeline company told the court that the law governing natural gas pipelines must supersede the law that protects religious expression, and that a ruling in favor of the nuns would jeopardize future pipeline projects. For NPR News, I'm Susan Phillips in Philadelphia.
In London, Queen Elizabeth's eight grandchildren today stood in a silent vigil beside her coffin. This as thousands came to pay their respects to the monarch in Parliament's Westminster Hall. Many have waited in line 16 hours, some more, on London's coldest night in months. Honoring their patience, King Charles and Prince William, his son, made an unannounced visit today to greet the waiting crowds. President Biden is in London. He will attend the Queen's funeral on Monday. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.